Lukutei Sichas Chelek Yud, Parshas Vayera, Sicha Aleph. The first Sicha in Chelek Yud on this week's Parsha is an Avodah D'Kesicha. The Rebbe discusses the spiritual status of Avraham in Parshas Lech Lecha, before the Bris, and in Parshas Vayera, after the Bris, and how the clarity of transmission and communication with God shifts. While both Parshias are about Avraham, Avraham's story is divided in two: the Aveda and connection before Mila, and that after Mila. This shift, this elevation in Aveda and connection, is one that exists in our personal service of God as well. The Rebbe begins the Sicha with a Maimar Chazal, quoting an idea from the tractate Aveda Zara, where reference is made to Sefer Bereishis as Sefer HaYoshar, the Book of the Upright, because it is the Sefer recording the lives of the Aveis, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, who were each Yesharim, upright, walking upright and righteously with God. Individually, the different Parshias represent and reflect each of the Aveis. Both Lech Lecha, the Parsha where Hashem instructs Avraham to go forth, and Vayera, when Hashem appears to Avraham, teach us about our forefather Avraham. These two separate Parshias reflect Avraham's service of God on two separate and ascending levels, each level reflected in the name of the Parsha, as is often taught. The entirety of the Parsha of Lech Lecha centers around Avraham Avinu before the Bris, and only in conclusion do we read the commandment God gives Avraham to circumcise himself and his household, and his fulfillment of this mitzvah. Parshas Vayera, then, is Avraham Avinu after the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Mila, circumcision. Avraham before Mila received prophecy, the Zohar teaches, in a machaze, as a vision. Even the Vayera experience we read about in Parshas Lech Lecha, for example, in Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Aleph, when we read Vayi Avraham ben Tishim Shana Vatesha Shanim Vayera Hashem El Avraham, Avraham was 99 years old and Hashem appeared to him, was a machaze experience, a reduced transmission of the divine word. A lesser conscious Avraham received a less transparent vision. Whereas in Parshas Vayera, the first words of the portion, Vayera Elov Hashem, speaks to a higher level of prophecy, vision, and reception. A machaze, as we are referring to the Lech Lecha level of prophecy, is an Aramaic word. In an interesting discussion in Maseches Shabbos, the sages discuss the manner in which one may greet a chayla, an ill person, on Shabbos, and effectively wish him healing. In the case of one who does not understand Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh, Rebbe Lazar was known to address him in Aramaic, the language of that country of exile. And he would say, Rachamona Yidrichinoch Lishlom, may the Merciful One remember you for peace. The Gemara poses a question on this and asks, how did Rabbi Elazar do this, pray in Aramaic? Rabbi Yehuda has said that a person should never request his needs in Aramaic, as the Malachi Hashareis, the ministering angels, won't attend to his prayer and bring it before God. Why? Because they aren't familiar with Aramaic. They are only familiar with Lashon HaKodesh. It's for this reason that Avraham received only a machaze, so that the Malachi Hashareis would not protest to Hashem appearing to Avraham, who was an uncircumcised man. Once circumcised, however, when the ministering angels would no longer protest, Hashem appeared to Avraham with Vayera, a word that is of the Hebrew holy tongue, and thus a higher level of prophecy, higher than machaze. The Rebbe asks the following: If Avraham Avinu was worthy of the higher level of prophecy, even before circumcision, why should he lose out on that higher level of prophecy just because it would agitate the Malachim? And if he wasn't yet worthy of Vayera, the higher level of prophecy, why is it necessary to bring this explanation altogether? He simply wasn't yet worthy, angels notwithstanding. To help us understand this, the Rebbe references an idea in a maimer on Parshas Mishpatim in Torah Or. The difference between Lashon HaKodesh and Lashon Aramit, the holy tongue and a secular language, is like the difference between, we learn in the maimer, rocks and bricks. A rock or a stone is a divine creation, a brick, man-made. The Kabbalists teach that Lashon HaKodesh is a divine creation, as are the holy letters from which the language is built. In fact, the letters of the Torah are called stones, Torah being a divine and heavenly offering. But the letters of the secular man-made languages are referenced as bricks, bricks that can be elevated and repurposed to holiness. In this way, the Zohar explains Avraham's spiritual status before and after the bris. Despite the fact that Avraham fulfilled the mitzvahs of the Torah in its entirety before it was given to us at Sinai, his observance and actions affected only the roots of human endeavor. His endeavor in Torah was not commanded by God, and thus did not have the infusion of divine energy to transcend corporeality, his reality. Once the mitzvah of Milah, however, was performed by Hashem's command, but additionally by Avraham's decision to fulfill this one transcendent mitzvah, he was given the divine dynamic energy of divesting himself of his former physical limitation to reach the transcendent divine. This act transpired in the nullification of the physical flesh, repurposing it to the divine. The pre-bris spiritual state of Avraham was the man-made brick. No matter how Avraham dedicated himself in the awareness of God, the post-bris spiritual state of Avraham became Evan, a brick repurposed to holiness, now a divine instrument transcending human limitation. The brick is the machazeh, the vision, in the secular vernacular of Aramaic, a language fashioned by man, much like a humanly fashioned brick. The vayera, to which the mitzvah of Milah brought Avraham, was the divinely inspired experience of divinely formed stone. The change from machaze to vayera was not only an elevation in Avraham likened to a shift from something man-made to something divinely created, but in fact, the prophecy before Milah was a prophecy enclosed in a garment that concealed the essence of God. Like a language, other than Lashon HaKodesh, is a composition created by man, enclosing the divine origin of speech. Like the word machaze itself, which is an Aramaic word, enclosing and concealing. This level of prophecy is referred to by the Kabbalists and in the Talmud as an aspaklaria de einai mi'ira, a vision through an opaque lens, versus the level of aspaklaria ha'mi'ira, a vision through a clear lens, a level of prophecy of vayera, where one's vision is not veiled by anything and one sees essential godliness. The experience of prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu was a prophecy of aspaklaria de mi'ira. And thus, Moshe prophesied using the word ze, a definitive this. This is my God. Whereas the other prophets prophesied using the word koi, as, only as, like, a vision through an opaque lens where essential godliness remains concealed. To achieve this clearer level of prophecy requires an act, such as Mila, performed by a Jew who has been granted this ability to see through his performance of Torah and mitzvahs. So while the angels complained and asked God not to give the Torah to man, but to give the Torah to them, an angel has no Yetzirah to overcome. The Yetzirah in man attempts to derail this connection between man and God, and man must negate the Yetzirah and remove oneself from constraints like the Egypt-like experience of constraints. An angel, despite his complete nullification before God, cannot raise himself higher than the roots of human reality. This helps us understand how the arguments of the Malachim against Avraham receiving prophecy before Mila were not some secondary aspect to this limitation on his prophetic vision, but rather they were the expression of the limitation. Before Mila, Avraham was limited within the realm of Nivra, much like the Malachim are confined within the realm of divine renderings of the human reality. Accordingly, we can understand why the story of Avraham is in two parshias, Lech Lecha and then Vayera, reflecting the journey, departing from his previous situation and spiritual position, a journey where he leaves his land, his birthplace, and the home of his father, with all the relevant ramifications of those steps, coming closer to God and rising higher, and so becoming more nullified before God, but still moving within the limitations of the concealed divine. And then Vayera, when he is shown the essence of godliness, no longer concealed, now unified with the Creator in perfect unification, arriving to this point on the strength of the mitzvah of Mila. The lesson from Avraham's journey through Mila into Vayera is relevant to every one of us. Long before Vayera, Avraham experienced so much spiritual growth, so many tests leading him on this journey of Lech Lecha, from one spiritual post to the next. But none of these could achieve Vayera until he, Avraham, made the choice to do what was asked of him, to circumcise himself, to, as the Tzemach Tzedek explained to his son, the then young Shalom Doiber, who would become the Rebbe Rashab, that when a Jew of 99 years decides that he needs to circumcise himself, he is worthy of God appearing to him. And so the Rebbe concludes, in our Avoda then, is the promise that if we do what is asked of us, to our capabilities, Hashem will bring forth the divine revelations so that we can see and experience divine essence.